And he is going to introduce the 2019 Athletic Hall of Fame class. Andy, go ahead and let folks know.
All right, thanks, Gary. For our Legends group, I guess, our Legends category, it's going to be a golf team from 1958, 59, and 60. So those boys there from the track team. And then we've got the 1969 and 1970 boys track team, back-to-back state championships. Then we have Steve Keel, J.D. Luters, Tracy McKinney, Angie Pillars, and Kelsey Kreitz will be our class.
Andy, I know you spent a lot of time growing up in the Northeast School District. Of course, then you were at the Mount for years, so you don't have a big understanding of some of these Clinton High School athletes, but I know you've done a lot of research. Your thoughts on this class?
It's I guess the teams, the back-to-back-to-back state championships, that's unheard of in sports, but to have a golf team be that dominant is very impressive. Back-to-back state championships in boys track, that's unheard of. And then our athletes. So we've got some very good athletes. I don't first team all state quality athletes. It's been very it's been enjoyable going back through all the books and reading up on these athletes. So
I take a look and you've got three young ladies who are going to be going in: Angie Pillars, Tracy McKinney, and Kelsey Kreitz. And of course, at Clinton High School, girls athletics really didn't come in until the late 70s, and we've got some good representation on the women's side.
We do. Tracy McKinney, volleyball, dominant volleyball player, was All-American in college, Pillars in diving, going to Arkansas. That's big-time athletics there. And Kelsey Kreitz, outstanding basketball player that went on to Creighton and had a great career at Creighton. So some really top athletes, girl athletes. So
I know the Keels, and I know the parents are extremely pleased to have Steve in the Hall of Fame. Mid-70s, went on to Iowa State, almost got 7 foot in high school, did get over 7 foot in the high jump at Iowa State.
That was impressive. I guess I'm not big on my track numbers, but to get 7 foot is I guess I didn't realize that was a natural anymore. But for him to get the first Iowa State athlete to ever get over 7 foot, but he'd held the state track meet record for 24 years at 6 foot 10, I believe. So very impressive jumper.
And J.D. Luters, of course, Luters a very known name at Clinton High School, but J.D. not only a good athlete, but the way he developed Northeast wrestling and then came back to Clinton High.
Looking at those, his coaching records, just 16 years of winning record, and then just the number of athletes he sent to the state title or to place at state, but then also himself... as an athlete, impressive, not only a wrestler, but baseball player. So,
yeah, baseball at Northern Iowa.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the 69 and 70 track teams, that was kind of my era. I graduated in 72, so I got to see these guys from a distance. They were way ahead of me on the track.
Right.
But, I mean, it was incredible what they were able to do. And, of course, Coach Hostwa.
Yeah. Again, from the readings, they must dominated for 2 years of every meet they went to, the duels that they had during the season, but then to go out to the state and dominate the way they did was, it's very impressive. We had some very good athletes at that time.
And, of course, Chuck Curtis, who is already into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think it was really kind of neat to see that. Yeah, he was the outstanding athlete, but then there was others that placed as well, and had a lot to do with winning those titles.
And a new category that we instituted a couple of years ago, the Legends, and as you pointed out, three straight years state champions in golf. I noticed Bill Iverson was a member of all three of those.
All three, starting as a sophomore, 3 years, you know, his high school career, he was a state champion. So that's very impressive. But, you know, I was looking at the scores, and they're very, you know, comparable to today's scores, you know. They're very impressive. And
I think the equipment probably wasn't the same back then.
Yeah, their drivers were probably as big as they are now. But, to go back-to-back-to-back, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And finally, how have you been doing in contacting these individuals?
The individuals have all, say they're all coming in August. The track teams have been a little scattered. They're scattered throughout the Midwest and the country, so it's a little slow on getting the word out to them. But hopefully they hear this and they know they're in, and we'll get them out there as well. But there's still quite a few that are local and are planning to attend, so it'll be kind of neat to get them all back.
All right, Andy, you're doing a great job for us. Thanks so much for stopping by.